This is Mike Murphy here for GamerNode.com, and I'm here with Corey Ledesma, who's the creative director for WWE 12. Corey, how you doing?
We're doing great. We're really excited because we're about a month away from the game's launch. So this is when our game designers are kind of in a frenzy. We're just excited in anticipation to find out what gamers think of our game. We put so many blood, sweat, and tears into it, so it's good to finally see it to the end here.
That's great. The first question I have to ask you is, in the new Create an Entrance mode, you have, new Titantron movies with live action on there. Is that going to be in addition to the Create a Highlight? Is that still going to be available where you can create a highlight, put that together, and make that your own Tron?
You can still do the highlight reel. You can still use that as a tool to create your entrance video. And we like that tool. I mean, it's a little bit, I shouldn't say a little bit, it's a lot more work to create your video in that method. And so this is a lot easier. Basically, we have a drop-down menu that allows you to select a couple different key things. You can select which theme you want to use. You can in the theme, you can also change text that will just be displayed in the video, in this new Create an Entrance video. You can also import custom logos that you have displayed in the video as well. So it gives you a lot of options, and you just basically hit encode, and the video will encode for you, and you're done. It actually takes elements from your created character and automatically splices them in you. So if your character's got a finisher in particular that you assign to him, it will take that finisher and it will display in the movie your character using that finisher.
Okay.
So it really customizes it towards your character to really have that maximum personality.
Yeah, make it a lot more easy and more accessible for the player.
That's right, and very easy. Just a couple items, push that button, and you're good to go.
Cool. I saw in the presentation one of the slides for Universe Mode that you had Title Match Freedom on there. Could you explain exactly what that means?
Yeah, Universe. Last year in Universe, we tried to build up these dramatic moments where the title matches can only be held at the pay-per-view, which isn't necessarily, I guess, what you call authentic WWE programming, because they can really have title matches whenever they want.
Yeah.
But we thought as a game mechanic, it really made sense for you to build up there. But after spending a bunch of time talking to our community and our fans, we found out that there's another way to really build up that drama and still allow you to have title matches whenever you want. So we've actually open up that freedom to be able to support that anywhere. So if you want to have a title match on a show like Raw or SmackDown or whatever you want, you can go ahead and do that. And it still works within the storylines within the mode.
Cool. For a mode, you have the option of picking from a certain amount of belts. Does that also mean that there might be a return of the Create a Belt mode that used to be in SmackDown versus Raw? And if not, is that something you guys are thinking of doing maybe in WWE 13?
Yeah, Create a Belt isn't in WWE 12, just to be clear. And it's a mode that has been in the franchise a long, long time ago, and I remember the mode very well. And, of course, we'll always continue to look at different Create modes. We have 10 different creation modes in WWE 12, so it's really a lot.
Yeah.
And the more we add, the more pressure is on us to support each year with new parts and things. So it could be a little overwhelming for us, and we want to make sure that whenever we do bring a Create mode or any kind of mode into the game, that it's done to the highest level of quality, into 100%. And so we don't want to bring in a mode and only do 50% of it. So it's really important that if we do choose to make a decision like that, we go full force with it. And so, this year we felt like we did that with Create an Arena, so we can introduce that mode, and it's something the fans have never seen in the franchise, so that was exciting. But you never know with Create a Title. Maybe that can make it back in the franchise.
Okay. Another thing I had was, will the Universe mode have this is another Create a Mode question.
Yeah.
Will there possibly be an introduction of a Create a Promo mode in the future, like where you create a segment where somebody's cutting a promo in the back, like, or is cutting a promo in the ring before and after a match? And also, are there, for the storylines that are in Universe mode, are there currently any scripted promos for Universe mode?
Yeah, Universe mode isn't very voiceover heavy, because we really leave a lot of that presentation to Road to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So Universe, we focus more just on quantities of stories, since it's a never-ending experience and there's so many different ways you can go. We want to make sure that you're always seeing new and different things. So we don't focus so much on voiceover. So promos wouldn't necessarily work so well in that.
Yeah.
But you could do text. And I think in the future, we have a great tool in Story Designer that allows you to create promos. And using that as a tool in the future to be able to create your own custom cutscenes for the mode, it'd be something we'd absolutely love to do.
Yeah. Last year with SmackDown vs. Raw 2011, you guys did DLC updates throughout the year to add WWE superstars who came in too late into the game's development. You guys looking to keep that going with WWE 12?
Yeah, we loved having DLC last year. Like you mentioned, it's an opportunity for us to freshen up the game after a shift, mm-hmm. Introduce some characters that we didn't get a chance to get into the final product. And so we definitely are going to repeat that this year. So it was such a big success last year. So we're really excited about that. We have some really great plans that we're going to be detailing out at the end of October and early November about which superstars made it in there and what the content is. And fans are going to be blown away by who is going to be in the DLC. I can guarantee it.
Okay. Brock Lesnar is the mystery superstar in the game. How exactly did you guys get Brock Lesnar? Was it a solely THQ thing, or did you have help with WWE? What was the process in getting Lesnar in WWE 12?
Yeah, the process is definitely a collaboration, not only with the WWE, because it's obviously their product. We want to mm-hmm. make sure they're on board with that. But also with Brock and Brock's people, and also with THQ. And so just a collaboration, and we thought that the Brock would be a great addition to the game, and we haven't had him in there for a long time, and we just somehow the idea just popped up. We thought, hey, let's see if we can actually make this happen, and the stars aligned and everything matched up perfectly, and he was willing to be in the game, and not only willing but really excited to be in the product. So I think it made perfect sense, and I think it was a great way to really kick off the rebranding of this franchise, to have a big name superstar like that to be brought back into the game was kind of a perfect complement to the rebranding of the franchise to WWE 12.
That's awesome. The last question I'm going to have here is, you mentioned that there's going to be multiplayer available in Universe mode.
Right.
Could you go into detail about that? And possibly, I also want to ask, have there been any updates possibly to the sharing feature from SmackDown vs. Raw 11 and the matchmaking modes?
Sure. What was your first question?
Universe multiplayer.
Multiplayer, right. Yeah, with Universe multiplayer, we wanted to make sure that that was a mode that you could have a lot of fun with your friends playing. And so not only can you just play that solo by yourself, you can also introduce multiplayer in there, so you can bring your friends in and play the matches, and you can all decide that on the fly as you're going in. Even when you're loading in a match, we have a screen that pops up that says, hey, you want to select... which character you want to select, how many controllers you want to bring in, that whole thing. So it allows you to do that on the fly as well. It even allows you to load up matches that no one's playing. And you can have user interfere in a CPU match as well. So we really wanted to support all different aspects of that so that you can play the way you want to play. Mm-hmm. And it's a perfect mode to be able to support multiplayer mode, just like any other sports franchise, because maybe you're a fan of CM Punk, and I'm a fan of Randy Orton, and we want to play and see how our fates cross and match up, and we can do that in Universe, and you can do that in other sports games, so it kind of makes perfect sense to be able to support that multiplayer in Universe.
Okay.
And your other question was on the...
Have you made any updates or enhancements to the sharing online and the matchmaking online?
Right, online community creations is back, and what we've done, and we just made some small improvements to the search functionality in general. The items load a lot faster, so we made some tech improvements to make that experience a lot better. Mm-hmm. We've also allowed you to post your creative entrances. I mean, not entrances, arenas as well.
Okay.
So now people can share that as well. So those are probably the bigger improvements that have been made to that mode.
Okay, Corey, thank you very much.
Absolutely,
and looking forward to WWE 12 when it releases this November.
Thank you. Appreciate it.